A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The word of the Lord. What commands me? At first, this gospel passage had me a bit perplexed. There seemed to be contradiction between doing what you are commanded to do and the motivation of doing something out of love. Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves." As I prayed for some insight, suddenly the image of my father came into my mind. Dad was definitely the disciplinarian in my parents' family partnership plan. He had a strong and loud voice that made it clear where our boundaries were. But he loved us, and we knew it. We knew that he would lay down his life for us. The commands he gave were right. They were to help guide us in our choices to be family, in the best sense of that word. The word command projects the feeling of control. The question this scripture puts before me is just that. What is controlling me? Is it what I really want to be in control of my choices? Do I want to be driven by money, power, food, or by the things that Jesus' life and work call me to? To lay down my life in the name of building friendships in all parts of the world that God has placed me in. What brings joy in me? I'm not talking about the superficial slapstick American Idol emotions, but real, rooted, peace-filled joy. The kind of joy I feel when someone chooses to do something for me that costs them time and effort, but with no looking for payback, just out of care for me. That same kind of joy that I feel when I have done something for another that has made a positive difference in their life. I am called to hear these commands, not as a slave who does not know why, but as a friend who has contemplatively sought to know and to recognize the real joy that is the fruit of following the commands of God. So with sunshine around me, as I plant seeds in my garden today, I pray in the name of Jesus that God will help my choices to bear real fruit that will remain in love.